First this morning, another blow for Australia's aviation industry. The small domestic and international airline, Air Australia, has gone into voluntary administration, leaving around 4,000 passengers either stranded overseas or potentially out of pocket. The airline's entire fleet was grounded overnight after administrators discovered there was no money to meet basic operational expenses. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. Where does Air Australia fly and who will be the first people to be hit by this sudden grounding?
Well, Tony, internationally, Air Australia flies to Hawaii, Bali and Thailand, so passengers expecting a return trip home will be stranded. And of course, they're now learning that their flights have been grounded and they've been told to make alternative arrangements. Of course, passengers expecting to travel overseas this morning will most likely be told they won't be going anywhere. On domestic routes, the first flight to be grounded has been the service from Brisbane to Melbourne this morning. Flights from Perth to mining hubs such as Port Hedland have also been grounded, so a lot of disruption for both business and holiday travellers. A Geelong woman, Tiffany Ellian, was in Thailand for her honeymoon. She and her husband were due to fly back to Melbourne last night.
Turned up to our flight to come back from Phuket tonight. We checked in and everything was going fine, and then we were supposed to leave at 7:30, and the plane was delayed by half an hour, and then an hour, and then the ground crew didn't have any information, and they said that the Air Australia had stopped taking phone calls, and then wasn't until about 3 hours later at approximately 12:30 a.m. local time that they gave us this sheet of paper that basically said, find your own way home.
So what did the ground crew tell you as they were handing out this announcement from the administrators?
The ground crew had no information whatsoever. They were the Phuket airport ground staff, so we didn't see anyone from the airline or anything at all.
So there were no signs on the flight over that the airline was struggling?
They had a different jet. They were using an Atlas jet plane and staff, but they said it was because they were putting on extra routes, so they were growing the business and didn't have enough aircraft to service all the routes.
How many other people were stranded with you at the airport?
Well, it was a full plane, so I'm not sure how many people sat on the plane. I'd say probably 200, 250. Just been looking online to try and see what flights we can get tomorrow, and they're definitely disappearing quickly.
So it could be an extended honeymoon for you.
It could be extended. Might have to be calling the boss to see whether or not we'll make it into work on Monday. But yeah, I mean, it's about 2:30 a.m. local time, so they sort of left it very late to be sending everyone out on the street at that time.
Air Australian customer and honeymooner, Geelong woman Tiffany Ellian. She was speaking there with AM Simon Lauder. Peter Ryan is in the studio with me. Peter, the administrators are basically saying the airline has run out of money totally. What does that mean for passengers then trying to get their money back?
Well, Tony, of course, this comes just a day after dismal news regarding Qantas with at least 500 sackings. But the administrators, Korda Mentha, who incidentally handled the Ansett collapse a decade ago, say it's a very complex situation that could take some time to unravel. But amazingly, all of this has unfolded rapidly, and it comes down to a basic requirement of Air Australia's ability to buy fuel. And Korda Mentha partner Mark Quarter confirmed this morning that Air Australia was unable to afford such a basic requirement.
Air Australia was unable to purchase fuel in Phuket to refuel the planes. So the directors had a meeting at 1:30 this morning and appointed us as administrators due to the solvency of the company.
So the airline is in such a situation that it was not able to afford a basic thing like fuel.
The supplier of the fuel wouldn't grant any further credit to the company.
What else are you finding out about the airline? In addition to not being able to buy fuel, what about issues such as catering, the ability to pay staff?
Our focus at the moment is just dealing with the passengers overseas. So we've talked to Qantas, Virgin, Jetstar, but we're encouraging all people overseas to make alternative arrangements. Hopefully we can find a white knight. If not, the operations will stay suspended. And then what we'll do is we'll follow up with everybody about, you know, how did this all happen.
How many people are stranded overseas at the moment?
We understand there's up to 4,000 with return flights over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And what are they being told?
We're very much getting the message out there is, it's in your best interest to organise your own return travel, given Air Australia's operations have been suspended, and in all likelihood would continue to be suspended.
How many employees are you having to deal with?
Well, the employees are spread over, obviously, ground staff, airline staff and engineering, and there's approximately 300 employees.
What's the situation for passengers who have bought tickets with Air Australia? Where do they stand?
If you've purchased on a credit card or travel insurance that covers corporate collapse, it's highly likely you'll get a refund.
But what about people who've paid cash?
They may not get a refund.
And that's simply because there's no cash available in the company to provide such a refund?
Correct.
Corda Mentha partner and airline administrator Mark Corda speaking there with our business editor, Peter Ryan.